Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to teach you how to say formidable. We have Josh Weinstein. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, good. 你好。
你好。
Josh, I know your Chinese is super duper.
Thank you.
To describe your Chinese is super duper, we say 厉害。
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 厉害is super useful, and you can use it in many different contexts. Let's start with deciphering the two words. 厉。
厉。
厉is the first word. It's the same sound. It means severe, and it's the same sound as power. So just imagine when you say 厉, that means severe and power. Sometimes something severe could be very powerful. And it's two different characters, but it's a very useful sound to learn. Li.
Li.
And the second word is hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, just like hi.
Hi.
Hi. Exactly. Hi. And there's a fourth tone. It goes down. Hi.
Hi.
Li hai.
Li hai.
Li hai, that means someone or something or weather or anything. It's formidable. Something which is ferocious, someone who is really shrewd. But at the same time, this phrase, 厉害, could be used in some negative meaning. Something has caused severe damage. Because the direct literal translation is severe damage. 厉害.
Interesting.
So Josh, your Chinese is very 厉害.
谢谢.
Yeah, you see? Did you notice that? Your instant response is to say thank you. And in China, you can say that. People will get it, but they may not like it as much.
哪里?
Exactly. They think, oh, yeah, yeah, of course, yeah, my Chinese is so good. They don't like it. You have to say 哪里. So, oh,
哪里?
Yeah, 哪里. 哪里 actually means where, literally. But when you say 哪里, that means, oh, actually, it's not that good. It's a bit hypocritical, is it? Even if you think, oh, my Chinese is amazing.
It's always room for improvement.
Always room to improve. And in China, especially, or in Japan, they appreciate you more when you are very humble. So when someone said, Josh, 好厉害.
哪里哪里。
哪里哪里。And you'll say, yeah, quite good. Okay.
I'm back in America, so my instinctive response is 谢谢 instead of 哪里. In China, it's always 哪里哪里哪里。
That's right. And it's sort of the social dance you need to do all the time. And so every time you have to praise each other, you say, oh, 好厉害. And 好 is good. But when you use 好 to describe an adjective, 厉害, then 好 becomes very. So 厉害 is formidable. 好厉害 is really formidable.
I also go with 开玩笑. Like, you gotta be kidding if you think my Chinese is very good.
Do you want to talk about 开玩笑?
Sure.
开is to open, 玩 is to play, 笑 is to laugh. So you open, play, and laugh, it means you're kidding. 开玩笑, you're joking around, 开玩笑. Okay, so 开玩笑 is the literal meaning you are joking around, but in this context, I said, oh, Josh, 厉害. When you answer me as 开玩笑, that means you must be kidding. Yeah, so it's quite a useful response. Or sometimes when people say, hey, Xiaolan, you must be aged so much since I saw you last time. All right. So if I don't really like it, I can
谢谢.
Yeah, I can say 谢谢, or I can say, oh, you must be kidding. And I don't really appreciate your joke. Can you say that again?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's sort of sarcastic.
Well, if I were you, you know, you're so much smarter over the past, you know, year or two. It's like, yeah, I've aged so much because I'm so much smarter now. So, you know, naturally, I must, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Chinese tradition, people love it when you make fun of yourself. So next time when people say, hey, Josh, 厉害厉害.
开玩笑开玩笑.
Yeah, or 哪里哪里.
哪里哪里.
Exactly. Yeah, even if you, in your heart, you say, yeah, of course, I'm the best.
I don't know.
Can you share with us why your Chinese is so 厉害?
I think it really comes back to the days of Princeton, which is where I learned Chinese, under Perry Link, who's probably one of the best non-native Chinese speakers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Princeton in Beijing was a program where we would spend 2 months in Beijing all day, nonstop, learning Chinese. It was a very intense program,
No
sort of like
English.
no English allowed. We signed a pledge that if we spoke English, we'd get kicked out and sent
What?
back to America. Yeah,
Right.
Yuyin Shuye. So like you cannot speak English. There's no English. Like it was amazing. By the 6th week or 7th week of the 8 week program, my roommate told me that I was dreaming in Chinese because I was speaking Chinese while I was asleep.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's a very good indication. When you dream the foreign language you are learning, that means you are making progress.
I still have a lot of progress to go, and still had a lot of progress to go. But really passionate about the language, passionate about being able to make a connection with people. And then it was also a lot of fun. It was
Yes.
really enjoyable and continue to enjoy it. And so glad to be chatting with you.
Oh, thank you. So I try to conclude what you just said. Passion is the most important thing. You really need to love it. And to love it, you need to have interest and to make it playful. I can see that you are a very playful person and you have fun with everything. And you also talk about having connections. Human connection is really the key for learning any language. And of course, not everybody has Princeton, not everybody has such the world world-class learning method, or not everybody can travel to China and spend 2 months there. But nowadays, with the internet,
Thanks to Chinesey.
exactly with
You make
Chinesey,
it fun, you make it easy, and you make it accessible and
and make it connected to everyone. And also, in my personal experience, if you can share the culture, share something which happens to people's day-to-day life, and share with them, connecting with their mentality and philosophical thinking, actually, you open many doors by doing it.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad my Chinese education has taken me here and we've connected and very excited to be with you.
Exactly. No, we met in Munich and reconnected in New York and now over the cyberspace, and now we are sharing the beauty of Chinese language. I also noticed that in your bio you said if you were not a tech entrepreneur, you would be a Chinese actor.
Yeah, I mean,
That's a very interesting wish.
it's half kidding, but if the opportunity were to present itself and I could be an actor or a pop star in China, I think that would be really, really fun.
Yeah, maybe An Li is listening, or Jeremy Lin is listening, Fast and Furious.
Sure.
Okay, if they
Sure.
are listening, we have Josh here. He will be
Hello.
an awesome Chinese actor here.
Ni hao.
Thank you very much, Josh, and you are really lihai, and you are the lihaiest.
Nali, Nali.
Great, you are a quick learner.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. We have Josh Weinstein, who is very lihai.
Ali.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
好厉害。